And hey, welcome to 620 Patio. And we are doing game show tonight. I'd like to welcome everybody in the room, and we're going to start off with a little
game show
start. And welcome to 620 Patio. Here we go. Welcome, Cindy. Welcome, Chuck. Good to have you here. We'll get started right up here in a minute.
Tickets on sale in today's episode. Trains coming off the rails. Watch it all burn from the screen on your phone. But don't you worry about it. You're safe at home. Every talking head will tell you everything's fine. It's the blind leading the blind. Yeah, it's a circus out here.
Welcome everybody to the room. How are you doing tonight? Lucky me.
Doing okay.
How are you doing? Everybody good? Chuck, you can come up to the panel if you are available. I know you may or may not be.
Yep, that's okay.
We're doing game night tonight, and we are going to have a little fun.
And happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes. You too.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the couples out there and all the single people as well. Because guess what? You just saved a ton of money on your gifts.
Oh, that's funny, baby.
Beautiful.
There you go. Chuck's single and saving money.
There
Smart man.
That's the way I do it, too.
That's funny. Okay. So, the way the show is going to go is we ask you an A and a B type question, and you have to pick your poison. So, this is an after-hours show. So this is an after-hours game.
Make sure that the guys know this.
Yes. So there are some explicit questions. We're all adults here. Hopefully Chuck is an adult.
And it's just all hypothetical.
Where you don't actually go out and do these things. It's not like truth or dare. But sometimes these questions, there really is no good answer. Yeah. We've looked at some of the cards and it's pretty bad, but okay. So without further ado, so all you have to do is just type an A or a B. We'll maybe trigger some conversation depending on what you pick, because some of these questions again are really, really gross. Okay. Shane, would you like to ask the first question, or would you like me to ask the first question?
Yeah, I can try here. Hold on. Let's go with you, because I'm still sharing out in Discord right now.
Okay. Okay. So, A or B? Would you rather masturbate with sandpaper until you come, or nothing is left?
Strong question starting out. There we go. Okay.
Or B, remove one of your eyeballs with a spoon. Pick your poison.
Pick my poison.
A or B?
A or B, huh? Man.
Chuck picked A.
Chuck picked A?
He would rather masturbate with sandpaper until he came, or until nothing was left. And Chuck can't get on the panel to explain why he would rather do that. I think he's probably at work. Cindy, I am interested though.
I'm going to say my answer till after all the people answer.
Okay. I would really like to know why you would rather remove your eyeball with a spoon.
Well, can you hear me okay, number one?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, sandpaper can be a little rough on the old, you know, private. So,
South Osmond,
yes.
If you'd like to come up with
So I would rather have my eyeball fall out, since I can't see very well anyhow.
I have to
wear glasses, so I might as well go blind thinking about it.
Rather than going blind doing it.
Doesn't
your parents always say don't masturbate because you'll go blind?
Yeah. Well, my parents would never tell me that, because I don't think they knew much about it, except for trying to have six kids. But
They knew something.
Somebody knew something. Yeah, along once a year. Once a year.
Once kid a year, so it's either one of the birthdays or the anniversary. That was the.
Well, September to June, you know, most of the kids were born in June, so you know when the anniversary was, so.
Yeah, I gotcha. Right.
Hey, Oz, tonight we're playing just a game night. We're having fun. We're just going to hang out.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
We're doing Would You Rather.
So yeah, it's called Pick Your Poison.
It's called Pick Your Poison, so I if you want to come up, come on up.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Otherwise, you'll answer A or B if you would like to play along.
Yeah, if you want to play in the chat. It's just
Oz can't hear us properly.
Oh, you can't hear him?
You guys are sounding kind of raspy, that's why.
Raspy?
That's why I'm having a... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
thought it was me, but...
Okay, it could be me. Let me jump out here on my phone.
Kind of staticky. I want to say staticky.
Did that help at all?
No.
Okay. Now, I can hear Lucky, but Shane is kind of, like, garbled.
How about that?
Is that better?
That's better. That's better.
For both of us?
Good?
Okay.
Okay. Better? Yes or no?
A little bit better. A little bit better.
Did we turn the thingy down? The volume or whatever?
Maybe. Here. Go ahead with
the... It just sounds staticky, that's why.
Interesting. We have technical difficulties when we try to share it.
That's okay.
How's that?
Is that any better?
That's better.
Let me check yours.
Oh, she says that's better.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You're not on mute. That's why. There you go.
Okay. Is that better?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can understand you better.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Oz, what about you?
Yeah, can you hear us better, Oz?
We'll try this.
Oh, I think he left.
Oh, yep, he did. That's no worries. Nope, he's here.
He's here? Okay, he's good. Good.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to go with mine. How's that, Cindy? Is that any good or no?
Still raspy.
Okay.
You sound like you got a frog in your throat.
Do I sound like Amber May?
No, you sound like Sue when she's coughing.
Oh.
Maybe I should go ahead and disconnect and
turn this on and turn this up. Bam. How's that?
Is that any better?
A little bit.
A little bit, she says.
Just a little bit.
Okay, we can go with a different.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
No, it's your side. Okay. Okay, am I clear now?
No, you do sound very robotic.
I'm a little strained. Okay, how's that?
I'm just hearing a lot of static.
You can't hear it?
Okay.
I hear static.
Alright, I'm sorry guys. How about now?
That's better. I don't hear the static.
Okay. I think it has to do with the check.
Okay. That's good.
That's good?
Yes.
That's
leave it alone. Don't touch it.
I don't know what it was.
I got it.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Sorry. Okay.
I'm living with the echo.
You're gonna have to live with the echo tonight. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry guys for technical difficulties.
That's all
right. Yes.
Here's what I did tonight. Instead of logging it I'm on the computer. So this is all new to me. The whole screen is different. I can see the listeners. Oz, can you hear me now? Thank you, Oz. Good. All right. Yeah. So, yes. Anyway, here we go.
It's game show night,
Oz. Thank you, Oz.
Yay!
Love you. Yay. Love you, bro. Good to see you, man. I've missed you the last couple
days.
Yes,
we've missed you. Yes, we have.
Yeah. Glad you're back.
He's been an incognito.
So we're playing a game tonight, Oz, just in case you didn't miss it, anybody else out there. It's called Pick Your Poison, and it's an extreme Would You Rather. So anyway,
it's
Oz.
It's explicit.
Here we go. I just picked two cards out of the deck, and I didn't even look at them. Would you rather have reoccurring sex dream about your mother every night, or B, get caught with a terrorist training websites in your browsing history?
So see your mother.
Yeah, I have
reoccurring dream.
Yeah, I have a reoccurring sex dream about your mother every night. Or B, get caught with terrorist training with websites in your
websites
browsing.
Websites in your
Oh, we got Chuck says A, he would rather have a reoccurring dream about his mother every night. Osman says B, and Cindy says B.
I think
so. I don't know. Get caught with the terrorist training websites in your browsing history. The question's kind of iffy there, but yeah. One gets therapy and one gets federal government. There you go.
as a federal employee,
my mom is 8.
You get therapy for both.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, my mom is 88 years old, and my dad's passed away, so it's just kind of like, I don't think so, you know. Mom's getting it on with some of the old
How's
folks
that?
At the home. I don't know.
Better? Okay. Right.
That's funny. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. My mom's 81. I don't think I want to...
No,
visualize.
I don't even want to hear her talk about it. You know.
No.
That's.
And right. She does sometimes. It's
you know
embarrassing.
What? They already got your browsing history anyway, so who cares?
Might as well.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna let Lucky
Here's
go
another
next.
Question. I already know what Shane's going to answer.
Oh, really? She probably does. She knows me better than I know myself.
Would you rather only sleep with people twice your age or eat a puppy?
Eat a puppy? I'm going to eat a puppy because I've ate a dog before. I'm sorry.
That's what I knew you were going to say.
Twice my age would be 106. Everybody says puppy. Oh, wait. Cindy wants to sleep with somebody twice her age.
Yeah. One foot in the grave. Yeah. You know, as long as I'm in the will and he's got one foot in the grave, then, you know, one good shot will do it and I'll have what's his.
Right.
Yeah, is she rich?
Is she rich?
I don't blame you, Chuck. Good answer. I'll eat the puppy because I've, to
and
be
honestly,
honest.
Honestly, we probably have.
No, I have. I knowingly have in Singapore. As I say,
with us being over in Penang.
Not a puppy. I'm not going to say it was a puppy. It was a dog, but not a puppy.
Right.
But, you know.
It would be more tender if it was.
Yeah, puppy. Probably. It wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, with us being overseas, if you eat anything authentic, you're eating something.
Cat, dog, rat.
Camel.
That's probably when I'd have to become a vegetarian then, if it was, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next question.
Oh, yeah, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, it is my turn, huh? Okay, here we go.
Randomly picking
two cards. I'm going to take that one. And this one, and what do we got here? A, get walked in on every time you go to the bathroom, or B, swim in a pool of warm urine.
How funny that they correlate.
Yeah.
As a mother, it happens all the time anyway.
What, you get walked in on?
Yeah.
Oh. South Osman says B.
He'd rather swim in urine. It might be good for your skin.
Yeah,
cleansing.
Right.
It might cleanse the pores.
Chuck, was that an A for you? Yeah, it was an A. Okay. Yeah.
That's. Oh, it is. See?
Yeah. Ah. Okay.
I've heard people say
it's
some people
it's
drink
chlorine.
Their own,
it's
you know.
Yeah. I know. You can. I mean, I've seen it on Waterworld. Well, you know that. Yeah. They drank their own urine. They filtered it first, but they drank it. Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I don't want to get. You know, I don't mind getting walked in at home, but I don't want to be a stranger walking. You know, I mean, in the bathroom masturbating. Lucky's not even gonna talk. I think you can probably plug back into this. We might try it in a minute. Okay, your turn.
Okay. You're crazy. All right. A. Constantly think about squeezing your butthole. Losing focus causes you to poop everywhere. Or eat a 6-ounce portion of scabs.
I think I know your answer to this one. But I'm gonna let the Chuck like B. He wants to eat the scabs. He wants to eat the scabs.
Ugh.
I don't know. It's just dead skin. It's kind of a protein, like, right? Yeah. I don't know.
It's the dried blood and the clear liquidy serum that comes out of us.
You never ate one of your scabs when you was a kid?
No.
No. I have.
I tasted a booger
when I
was in,
like,
all
the time, but when I was a kid,
second grade,
I did it.
But.
Oh, you're burger picker. B, deep fried, he says.
Deep fried scabs.
Bee?
Yeah.
The
scabs.
Yeah, deep fried scabs. Awesome.
But see, the first one doesn't indicate how long. It's not like it's the rest of your life or whatever.
Right.
It could be just sitting on the toilet.
Right.
And you have to constantly be thinking about squeezing or you're going to poop everywhere.
Right.
Right.
And then it's over. It could be done.
Yeah.
But you'd still be eating this 6-ounce steak of scabs.
I'd rather sit on the John and try squeezing the poop out.
See?
Yeah.
It's not as bad as you think.
I'm not eating cabs. I'm not eating scabs, so I guess I'm going to do that. Eh? Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. On the next question. Would you rather give your grandmother a dildo for her birthday and write, "Grandpa will always be with you" on the card? Or B, introduce your most recent ex to every new significant other you date? Hey, welcome, Yancey the Governor. If you'd like to play tonight, we're just doing a rather R-rated Would You Rather. It's called Pick Your Poison. And you're welcome to join in the chat.
Oh, hi, Pink Squirrel.
Hey, welcome, Pink Squirrel.
Okay, so pick A or B.
A or B.
And say it
A, one more time. Give your grandmother a dildo for her birthday and write, "Grandpa will always be with you" on the card. Or introduce your most recent ex to every new significant other you date. A or B?
I say A.
B, I don't date. Yeah. He's safe. Oz Man says.
I would say A, because I'm a prankster at times.
Okay.
Pink's versus C. Maybe that's both.
I haven't had a significant other for a long time, so it'd have to be A.
There you go.
Yeah. Of course, my ex.
My grandmother's gone, but anyway.
My ex was my son's father, yeah. So he's going to get introduced. You knew him.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting introduced, yeah. So that'd be a safe one for you.
That would be a safe one
if you wasn't dating nobody else. But that's every
But my grandma's dead. I don't think she'd care if I gave her a dildo.
Oh, I would give my grandma a dildo and she'd laugh at it.
She would laugh.
She would. My
one of my grandmas. Yeah. The other one would be devastated.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. What we got next? It's up to you, lucky me.
All right. Ready?
No.
I'm not ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, you are.
I'm ready. What we got?
Would you rather what? This is a really bad one.
This is a bad one?
For me. I can't choose.
Okay.
Have a sexless marriage. That's A.
Ooh. Ouch.
Or B, give a pedicures to an entire nursing home.
Oh, think about them thick nails.
Honey, I have like major issues with feet.
I know.
But I can't go without sex.
Well, what's everybody else say there?
Oh. Okay, so Pink Squirrel says B, give the pedicures to the nursing home. Yancey said it was going to be B regardless. He's all about the sex. South Osman says A, he would just cheat. He would choose the sexless marriage and cheat.
I'd say.
And Peak Squirrel says, if I have to, B, it will equal A.
There you go. Have a sexless marriage and give pedicures. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna go with South Osman's answer probably. I'm not giving a pedicure to nobody. And two, I'm not gonna have a sexless marriage, so yeah. I'd probably have to. It's not like we're impotent, right? All cross eyed. I'm just saying I'd have to cheat. If I have a sexless marriage, I'm gonna cheat. At some point, probably. I'm being honest.
You would choose that?
I would. I would choose that. Oh, here we go. Fire at home on Valentine's Day.
Oh, woo! Valentine's Day.
She's just playing with me.
Good thing I got some this morning. Shit. Your turn.
Your turn. All right. I'm
picking up. Did you catch that head bob?
Yeah, I got the head bob, girl.
I heard a slap in there somewhere along the line.
No, there
was my cards on the table.
Yeah. Bam.
Yeah.
Here we go. A, would you rather pee through a catheter for the rest of your life, or B, tell every child you meet that they're adopted? I already do that anyway to my grandkids.
Oh,
you're adopted.
You're adopted. And you are adopted. I would have... Oh,
the cat. Yep, Here's the practical joke on my side is I'd tell a kid, you're adopted.
Right.
Because catheter would have to get changed every so often. You know?
Right,
yes,
right.
Depending on what type it is, yes.
Yeah,
right.
I would have to yank the kid if I had children. Everybody says B. You're not mine. Mine anyhow.
I
said
the catheter.
You know.
Yeah,
I can't be mean to kids.
You take the catheter.
Like that.
Why? I know you're so kind-hearted. Poor Lucky.
I just can't.
I can. I said I'll tell my grandkid you're adopted. I tell my own kids that.
Well, I know that.
But my own kids give me shirts like that say, proud father of some of the most dumbasses kids and all that shit.
I know, they chipped in and bought you that sweatshirt.
They all chip into my proud father of dumbass kids. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, Lord.
You might rely on those adopted kids to change your catheter.
There you go, see?
Exactly.
Good way to think about it.
Right, perfect. And on those men, they'd go and yank that sucker out before they let the balloon out too. You got to remember.
Well, if they picked what Chuck picked on the first question, the sandpaper with the masturbation,
right?
He wouldn't feel it anyway.
That's right.
Right.
Oh gosh. Okay, here's the next question. A. Shower for 2 minutes with boiling hot water. Or B, be forced to remove your pants before sitting down.
Well, how long do you have to be forced to remove your pants? I mean,
it doesn't
it's
say.
Just one time. I'm good with one time. But I happen to like a hot shower.
Boiling water?
Well.
2 minutes?
I don't know. I turn that thing up a little bit as far as I can. You know? Good hot shower.
Yeah, I'd shoot the moon. Here, look. Here's the moon, and then up we go back again. You know, I'd
Chuck
shoot the
says
moon.
B.
I would take my pants down, too.
Yeah, I'd take my... Yeah. Because it's not
as
like...
As soon as I got them
say,
down, they'd be wanting
it
to
It doesn't say,
back
like,
up.
Every day.
Right.
Or
every
time
you
sit down.
Or in public.
It is one
or,
time. Right, I can take off. Right. B and A.
Yeah, I could take them off.
Say... You know, you want something to look at, folks? Here, take a look. Boom, there we go, back up again.
Awesome, B. I do it anyway.
Right. They would want me to put them back on.
Right.
Trust me.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. They say, oh, my God, I don't want to eat. No, I'm leaving.
You guys are welcome to join the panel if you like.
Yeah, anybody who wants to come up and talk.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Roll it, babe.
Ooh. Would you rather eat cigarette butts from a public ashtray or B, have the judge pee directly in your mouth?
The judge?
That's what it says. Have the judge pee directly in your mouth.
How many cigarette butts?
It doesn't say. It just says, let's not get into the schematics of this thing. I mean, it's not really, you know, like that. So we're not, I mean, the points don't matter, right? It's kind of like,
but the judge could have, like,
it doesn't matter.
VDs.
You want to eat a pee in your mouth, or you
STDs.
Want to eat cigarette butts? We got Chuck says A, he'd rather eat cigarette butts, and Yancy also says A, and then we got B, he won't swallow. You just let it drool out. There you go.
I think I would be.
Yeah, you
I don't think I
mouth?
Could suck on a. ashtray.
Cigarette butts, yeah. Yeah,
well, back
nasty.
When we were growing up, we used to chew tobacco anyhow, so, you know, that wouldn't That's be true. So bad, you know.
What if it's the judge's cigarette butts?
Well, where did he have those cigarette butts? That would be
right? Ooh.
What happened? You good?
Uh-huh. I tilted my head back to take a drink of my beer, and my headphones almost came off.
Drinking a beer? Whoops.
Oh, no.
Did I find that out?
Oh, no. Wow. No, just kidding.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay. A. Instinctively know when everyone you know is going to die, but unable to do anything about it. Or B. You die in 2035.
What? Read it again?
A. Instinctively know when everyone you know is going to die but unable to do anything about it. Or would you rather die in 2035?
I'll take the death.
I'd just rather, whenever. I'm not scared of death.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
My bags.
That was where they were both.
Yeah, take it with me. Whatever. Ooh. Can't take it with you. Everybody says A, right? B, B, B. There you go. B's the winner.
You would know when, so you just live your life up.
Right. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I knew I was going to die in 2035, that's what? 11 years from now?
Yeah. We could live off of what we got for 11 years.
Oh, yeah. I think I could get her.
I would hate to know if somebody I knew and cared for very deeply was going to pass, you know, and knew when they were going to pass. It would kill me. It would kill me right there before they would even go. That's too heartbreaking for me.
Hey, welcome, William O.C.
William O.C.
Oh, William. What's up, Bill?
Doesn't matter if the judge pees in your mouth then.
Right.
Let's just exactly hope he's a bad shot.
Good one, Yancy.
Let's hope he's a bad shot. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do a little mix up here. I'm going to pick this card.
Okay.
A. And I'm going to pick this card. I'm looking lucky in the eyes. I don't even look at the cards. Bam.
Okay.
All right. What we got here? A. Would you rather...
Uh-oh.
Let out a smelly fart every time you orgasm.
Okay.
Or B, walk in on a family member getting off to a family photo album. Whoa.
A.
Third and second cousin.
I had a first cousin that
Pink
had
a crush
on me.
Pink Squirrel says A, she'd let out a smelly fart every time she orgasmed. And Bill says, William says, Birmingham says A, number one.
Yancy, oh, we're
My
so sorry.
My virgin ears. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yancy's never had a wet willy. He's virginized.
He's a virgin. There you go. Okay, we got South Balls Man says A, and A. Chuck A.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with A as well. You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, it happens. I mean, all them muscles moving.
It
down
would
there,
happen
I guess.
A lot for us, but we get up and get ready for work anyway.
And then you can go take that boiling water
Lucky.
Shower,
no, right?
I got a high five for that one.
Yeah,
every time. Every time you orgasm, you fart. Yeah, fartgasm.
It's better than, I'll tell you what it's better than. It's better than a person that has bad flashing lights when they sleep at night. You know, they don't fart during the day. So there you go. I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Nope.
Oh, I know about all his exes. Well, most of them.
I actually broke up with her because of that.
You broke up with her because of that?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. She wouldn't fart in front of me. And so she held it all in all the time. And then when she fell asleep, it was bad. Yeah, it was terrible. The sheets smelled like it in the morning. It was, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I got some good Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was bad, I'm telling you.
See, all the things that he went through led him to me, so.
Yeah, there we go.
I know, how romantic is that?
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Oh! Just so you know, here at 620 Patio, we do not celebrate Valentine's Day. We decided on that when we got together that it's just a commercial holiday. So.
Yeah, we celebrate our But it's our okay. Love every day.
I can still appreciate the Valentine's Day murders and all that stuff.
But so you guys celebrate it every day, so you know,
that's right. That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
You know, come on.
Yeah, we don't need
I've
fartgasm, right, Lindsay? Yeah. That's perfect.
From the way you guys talk, you celebrate it every day, so it's not, you know,
we're,
it's nothing.
We're pretty good at it. Yeah, I think we're doing good at it.
Not quite every day, wink, wink, but the most of it.
Wink, wink.
Come on now. From what you tell me, I, you know.
Yeah. Lucky.
Ooh.
Oh, you got a good one? What do you got
Very
going on?
Very extremes here.
Very extremes.
All right. A. Wear a ball gag for the next 72 hours.
Ooh.
Is that 3 days?
Yeah. That's 3 days.
Yeah.
Or B.
Yeah.
Work in a slaughterhouse the rest of your life.
Well, I've had experience with one of them. I'm just going to let you guys use your imagination because Lucky knows where I've been on that one.
Yeah.
So, you guys can guess whatever. But, yeah, I'm going with, wow, I don't know.
Would you like to hear them again?
Yeah. It's just that I know I can't do one and I know I can't do other, so. That's pretty wild. I guess I can get by with this ball gag for 72 hours.
I'd have to do the A. I'd have to do
yeah,
the
Yeah, I would too. But
ball gag because
three customer service. What'd Chuck say? Slaughterhouse. Three customer service.
He worked
there,
customer service answering the phone.
Yeah, I wish you did. Okay. Yancey's going to be. Bill's going to be. So, yeah.
Okay, so here's Shane's story.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not going to say it? The
The ball gag, I can't really do without that. Man. That's, No, I worked in a slaughterhouse, and I didn't answer phones, so I'm not going with that one because that was a terrible deal.
You did it a week? Not even a week.
Yeah. But I don't want to go with that. That's, okay. That's nasty.
It's We'll just say it's lucky he eats beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next one.
Yes, let's.
Pink Squirrel says C as well. I'm good with these Pink Squirrels. Let's do with that. Or E. She said E.
Yeah, she's like picking all
that's
the
way
above.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Would you rather precede your name with the real lucky me every time you say it, or have your significant other leave you for your best friend? I don't know.
I'd say A.
Yeah, I go with A. Everybody's, we got A's going on, flying off in the room. We got, everybody's flying off.
Because, I mean, how often do you refer to yourself?
Yeah.
In the first person anyway.
I'm the real Shane.
I'm the real. WWE SmackDown.
Well, I know a few people actually.
You are the lucky bee.
I'm the real Yancey the Governor.
Oh, so this other guy's the imposter?
Yeah. I am the lucky me.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, let's go. What do you got?
All right. That was kind of A. Lame. Ooh.
A. A, B,
Only be able to orgasm when you're alone.
I'm sorry.
Or B.
DeMont wants to call in. Here, come on up here, buddy. Let's talk to you for a minute.
Who wants to call?
Hold off on that question.
Okay,
Oh, here we go. Hey. Hello. How are you doing tonight? Mahid, can you talk to me? Muhammad, please, can you talk to me? Say hi. I guess he don't want to talk.
No, he muted.
Oh, he muted himself.
He muted himself.
Yeah.
He can't say hi. Muhammad, come on now. All right, guy.
Or at least let you go. Tell us how to say your name.
Yeah. Can you say hi? I'm alone. Do I need to orgasm?
Muted again.
No, I muted again. I don't know how to use this. There we go. Are you there?
Hola.
Where are you from? We don't mind. We don't mind ham heads in here. Okay, you got to go.
Bye.
Hello. Later. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you all for staying. So I'm going to start over. Mm-hmm. Would you rather A,
mm-hmm,
only be able to orgasm when you're alone, or B, have triplets with someone you only met once?
Ooh. Okay, I guess this depends on your age.
A.
And knowing myself in later life, I'd just rather orgasm alone after all these kids.
being that the factory is shut down, that's all I can do.
Right? I hear you, girl. Hey,
there ain't no wrong with it.
So those were my two picks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
All right.
Yay.
I might have to dig into this expansion pack.
What? You got plenty of cards? Oh, it's my turn?
These questions are...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Let's leave that for later.
I'm just setting it right there.
Leave the expansion pack alone. Okay, here we go. Pick me two cards.
I'm going to let Lucky pick. Oh, you're going to let me pick.
Yeah, pick out of my stack.
Okay, so
there's
this
one. Okay.
That's A.
That's A. And...
This one.
This one.
All right.
Okay. A, would you rather be forced to announce when you have to poop to everyone you're with? Or B, vomit every time you orgasm? Ooh.
Oh.
I tell everybody I gotta poop anyway. I don't care. I gotta go poop.
Excuse
I don't care.
Me.
I gotta take a shit.
Yeah.
Excuse
me,
A, B. Chuck wants to vomit every time he orgasms. And poop-phobia. Pink Squirrel's got a poop phobia.
Oh, and Chuck.
Sorry, Pink.
Chuck picked B. Is it B?
Yeah, I'm not gonna vomit.
Vomit
that
every time
make
you
it,
orgasm.
That
maybe
make,
he I mean, doesn't do that.
You got a fetish, Chuck? You got
maybe
a fetish?
Chuck's never partaken.
Maybe he wants to vomit every time he pukes. Maybe he's got a fetish. Is that a fetish? Is it?
It would be a fetish.
It could be
if
a
you're
fetish.
Into puking when you.
Oh, he likes both. There you go. Please.
She's now, like, don't say it, don't
say it. I'll tell you. I'm pretty raw. I'll tell you. I got to poop. Probably he ain't been
everybody
around
does
enough.
It.
Wait until the camp out, Yancey.
Just some of us
I'll
do it
check
more than
in.
Others.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think I would just tell everybody I had to poop.
Gotta poop.
Or take a plopsy. I got for my English friends overseas. Yeah, because they do listen. Thank you, UK.
Yes.
I gotta take a plopsy.
Plopsy.
I gotta take a plopsy.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. I'm changing the subject.
You're changing the subject.
I got
poop.
Two
you don't
plot
like
cards right here.
Two cards?
All right, here we go.
Hold on.
Hey.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I gotta take a plopsy.
Well, you have to wait till after the show.
She's putting me on hold. No, that's okay.
Guess what? Better hold and squeeze it later.
Yeah, okay. Squeeze it tighter. You're gonna poop everywhere. All right. Hey. Oh, God. What's with this guy? All right. Train daily with the judge until... Sorry. Who's the judge?
The judge. The okay. GTO judge.
Judy. Judge Judy.
Judy. Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. Okay.
Oh, Judge yep, Judy.
I'll add that. All right.
There you go.
Train daily with Judge Judy until you can put your whole fist in her anus.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or...
No, it's not Judge Judy.
Thanks, Cindy. pretend you're a cat and give someone in the room a tongue bath.
Ooh. I don't know.
I'll let me deal with the cat thing.
Let me deal with the... You guys go ahead and talk amongst... Yeah,
hey.
Go ahead. Sir. Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
Nah,
Yeah, it wasn't very nice, was you? Aw, poor guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, aww. You don't have anybody to love today.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, happy Valentine's really. Day. Got something better
have
to do.
Have a nice one.
Yeah, go on.
Tell your mama we're sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's go on, Lucky. A, what?
Pink Squirrel's a very interesting person.
I like Pink Squirrel. She's pretty
okay.
cool.
Okay, so A...
Or he
was to train daily.
I know Pink Squirrel, I think.
Are you listening to your questions?
No. Go ahead. Train daily. I'm sorry.
With Judge Judy.
Oh, Judge Judy.
Until you can put your whole fist in her anus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or.
Pretend you're a cat and give someone in the room a tongue bath.
Oh, well, I'm not giving nobody a tongue bath. I'll just fist somebody. I ain't gonna lie.
Judge Judy.
I don't care. She actually looks pretty good for her age. I mean, just not lying, but I mean, if I was her age, yeah, I'd fist her. There you go. I'm putting a glove
you're
on
that. You're so sick.
Look, you're talking
that
to somebody.
That stuff does not happen in our house.
You're talking to somebody who's preg checks a cow or
but neither does
jacked
the tongue
off
bath
a horse.
Either.
You know, I've done all that shit, so it doesn't really matter.
You've done what to a horse?
I jacked off a horse for
semination. Oh, well, yeah, the farm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
for the sperm.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
You know. Hey,
5,000. You've been the catcher?
No, I just did the...
Oh, you did the stroke.
Yeah, I did the stroke. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Did you get paid well?
Huh? Hey,
some farmers...
No,
it they
was...
didn't pay you?
I was minimum wage guy. I was just the guy that fucking, you know...
Honey, we need to talk about contracts.
Right? That was back when I was a kid before I joined the military and learned how to defend myself.
Glad you didn't do that long.
Right. Yeah, the clock at Walmart. Oh, speaking of Walmart, Pink Squirrel, I got one over on them the other day. Somebody mismarked the filet mignons. And I got them bitches half price. I bought all they had.
Because he checked himself out.
That's right. They paid me for my self-checkout. Anyway, let's go on.
Yeah, we got 12 of those, some bitches.
12s? Hey, look.
12. I just asked the last question.
You did?
I asked the last questions. It's your turn. Don't be huffing me.
The last question? No.
I just asked the last question.
Here we go.
Would I didn't you say rather, last as in the last one.
Let me tell you. Let me ask
last
you this.
As in
would
I,
you rather find out that your parents pay all your friends to like you? Or B, have sex with the first person you see after leaving the room?
A.
What do we got?
Oh, wait. Maybe the next person I see is still you.
Ah, could be. We got a B. William says B. Pink Swirl says B. Had sex with the first person you see after. Chuck says A.
But there's a weird possibility my son could walk out.
Well, it could be.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
So
what are you picking? You just find out that your parents pay all your friends to like you.
Yeah, because I didn't really have that many friends anyway.
Yeah, your mom writes me a check every week.
Yeah, she pays you in peaches.
Okay, we got
in the chat, we got
B.
So I'm paying myself.
A. We only got one A. That's it. That's Chuck.
I put A.
Oh, she put A. She wants to find out your parents pay all your friends like you. Well, I know. You got to pretend like you're 25. Cindy, come on now.
Well.
Yeah, you gotta look.
Even at the age of
I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. You're only 29. I understand.
Yeah, well, still holding. Still holding.
There you go.
30 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just giving you props. Hey, kudos. Lucky me. What do you got?
A. Blow a horse to completion.
Oh.
Or no, B.
I'm taking B, whatever it is. I don't care.
Become a prostitute for a year.
I'll take B. I'm not blowing a horse.
Nah, that horse is too big. I see that. No.
Chuck says A.
No.
What was A again? No. Blowing
Chuck
the horse?
Chuck was blowing the horse.
Chuck's blowing a horse. Chuck. Chuck, hey, it's okay. If you like blowing that thing, that's okay. But goddamn, Chuck, that's a... Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry, Lord, take your language. That's a big thing.
It's a big dang-a-lang. It's a new hobby.
He says
it's a big dang-a-lang.
He says it's a new hobby.
Shoot.
Your turn.
It's my turn.
Already.
All right. Let me give you this one.
Okay.
I got to do... Hold on. After this question, I'm going to let Lucky take over for a few seconds. I got to take a... I gotta poop.
He's just gotta kidding. Pee.
I just gotta pee.
He's gonna anyway. Slash.
Okay, here we are. Take a
okay,
slash.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Would you rather kill 10 people like somebody at Union Station today? No, just kidding. Sorry
Bad
for
joke.
That. Bad joke. Yeah, I know. I love my Chiefs. Sorry for whoever asshole did that. But, or they didn't kill 10 people. I'm sorry, that's not really either. There's one dead.
There was a shooter, yeah.
Yeah, there's a shooter celebrating Kansas City Chiefs wins. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's get that off there.
Oh, let's edit that out.
Yeah, no, we're not going to edit
okay,
that.
Control-Alt-Delete that comment.
Boop, boop. Oh, it's gone. Would you rather kill 10 people and get away with it? Or
a.
cut off your nipples with a butter knife?
A. True crime, baby.
True crime.
I know what to do with the body. I know how to hide it.
Really?
Clean up afterwards.
Cut off your nipples.
Chuck. You're a goofball. Yeah, why wouldn't anybody? If you could get away with it, why wouldn't you?
Really?
But I couldn't. What was that other one I was having? Oh, telling kids they're adopted. I guess that was earlier in the show. Now my scruples are out.
You'd rather cut off your nipples?
No, I want to kill people.
Whoa.
And get away with it.
Easy.
That's
hold
what
on.
I would choose in that situation.
Whoa, hold on here. There again,
was it,
I'm going to wash
really,
my water and all
really
that
stuff.
Was
there really a shooting
air
at
freeze?
Union Station
no.
today?
Okay.
Just yeah, there was. It was the Kansas City Chiefs. Ticket tape parade and homecoming and all that stuff. They have 3 people in custody, the last we heard. There was 1 killed, 22 injured, but we don't know if they fell, got trampled, were shot, that I don't know. But of course there were children involved. I think some of the injured were children. But they have 3 people in custody.
Because I was skimming through the channels, and I saw it, and then I couldn't get back to it for some reason. And so I thought it was just something that was playing over, and I couldn't find the news article. So
yeah.
It's a shame.
It is.
People acting like that.
People, stupid people like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get us back into the... Okay, I think I picked 2 good ones. All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
A. I know the answer already. But anyway, have a condom fall out of your pocket immediately after anyone compliments you. Or B... participate in a nursing home orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to do the A.
For sure. I just don't know about that whole walkers and canes and...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm still, again, picturing my mom, 81. If she still has the gumption to do it, that's great. But a whole orgy of it, I don't think I could. Yeah. I would definitely have to pick the condom falling out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Every time I got a compliment.
I don't know. I think I would take the...
You take the home nursing home orgy?
Yeah. Why not? Screw it. Give me a bunch of Viagra.
You and Chuck. Oh, actually, Chuck picked the condom one this time. You're the odd picker.
I'm the odd picker?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And it is your turn to pick cards and ask the questions.
This is going
to
be the great one here. Let's go here. Okay. Would you rather have a naked picture of you published on the front page of the New York Times? Nobody reads that anyway. Just saying. Or tell everyone, B, you're a registered sex offender. Bill says A. I think, that'd make you famous, right? Oh,
Pink Squirrel says A. And then you would find out that you're a registered sex offender anyhow.
Right.
So you might as well go with the A anyhow, right?
True. I don't want to be a registered sex offender. That'd be horrible. No. I know what them people have to go through. You know, I know somebody that got be a registered sex offender because he took a piss on the side of a highway because he had to pee. Lord. You know, I mean, that's kind of bad. Some of the registered, I agree with the actual sex offenders, but taking a piss on the side of the highway, you know, you gotta pee, right?
Right.
Unless you wear Depends. It all depends.
I've peed in alleys and behind trees and bushes.
You go, Lucky cracked
him. Oh, I heard
cracked
that. Crack,
I Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. All right. Let's. Okay. You do one more, I'll do one more, and then we're going to go out with a bang.
So I got to pick really good ones then.
You can't just choose.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, you ready? Yeah, it's my last question. I have to make it good.
We can't use this card in Vegas no more because it's a bit corner.
Okay, got rid of that stack. All right, ready? A. Drink a pint of someone else's vomit.
Ooh.
Or chop off your pinky toe with a dull axe.
Ooh.
Pink squirrel's like, B all day long.
B.
Doesn't care what it is. It has to be.
B.
B, B, B.
I would have to do B. I would pass out.
Yeah.
The pinky toe with the dull axe.
Yeah.
I would pass out like a bazillion times, but I don't think I could drink anybody else's.
A dull axe?
I couldn't even drink my own, and it was just in my stomach.
Right.
Right.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That was my last set of questions.
That's your last. You're done with that.
That was the end.
You don't want dinner either, do you? Okay. One more. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather be known as, quotations, that person who had sex with a cow?
Oh, God.
Despite never having sex with a cow. Or B, have your nose replaced by a permanently erect penis.
Oh,
Really?
Yeah. Pete's rule saying, hey, definitely A. She'd really
I think it. I would have to go with A.
I couldn't walk around with a penis nose.
Of course, our cat has a penis nose.
Huh?
Of course, our cat has a penis nose.
Well, cat, what are you looking
Oreo.
At?
Oreo! You pointed your that
cat,
out.
Your cat. Yeah. Your
so,
cat.
Okay.
Not my cat.
It's my son's cat. And Oreo. And he's Oreo because he's a tuxedo cat. With the white down his middle and the black on the outsides.
It does look like a penis.
So Shane pointed out to me that if you look at his face straight on.
If I married a rich woman, the bee.
The shaft goes up his nose and between his eyes. And the ball sack are like his little cheeks whiskers. Where the whiskers come out.
Yeah, it does.
Because that's what's white.
I wish I could put a picture.
But one ball is bigger than the other. Because one ball's white.
Just like a typical man. One's bigger
and
than the other. It's just like
a
woman.
One
tit's bigger than the other.
I see our poor little cat, and I cannot unsee the penis on his face.
Can't
poor
unsee.
Oreo.
Poor Oreo.
Yeah, and he has a little pink birthmark because his little pink nose.
Oh.
Poor Oreo.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't unsee it. Maybe Shane could put it on Discord someday or something, but yeah, I can't unsee it.
Yes, it is a boy, Pink Squirrel. Yes, it is. It is a boy.
It is. Oreo is a boy, yes.
Yes. So anyway, I'd like to thank you all for being here in the chat. Chuck, Cindy, all you guys out there, Pink Squirrel, plus we got, who else do we have in
here? Yancey was here for a little
Yancey,
while.
Yancey.
William, O.C.
And, Mahataman, who's, you know what, thank you for the hearts there, like and share. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, William. Negative Birmingham. Thank you, Bill. Anyway, that's a Bill impression. Cindy, thank you for being here. This has been a 620 patio. And
a Lagunot
production. Lagunot Media production, sorry. Hey, stay tuned. Next we have coming up The Pulse with Nally Britt and Tucson Scott. That's at 10:30 Eastern.
The Variety Show.
At the Variety Show, yeah. And stay tuned next morning for Old Man's Podcast. And don't forget our friends out there. Cindy has a very great cooking show. Don't forget to follow and like her. And also in our neck of the woods, we have the Wrong Kind of Podcast, WKOP Podcast. Don't forget to check them out.
Yeah.
And like and follow our show, please. Hit the hearts on your way out. And if you have any feedback, you can contact us at 620HHPatio@gmail.com.
And guess what?
What's that?
You could be part of our fan club. Free beans.
Free beans. Yep. Just join our fan club.
Just join our fan club.
Yep. And remember, everybody, if you must smoke, smoke some brisket. Have a good night out there. And
Happy Valentine's Day.
And we'll see you next week.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Love you all.
Love
Happy
y'all.
Valentine's Day. Bye.
All right. Have a good one.